WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Sean Diddy Combs is expected to ask a federal judge today to let him go home. The prosecution is asking the judge to sentence the rap mogul to more than 11 years in prison on his prostitution-related crimes. At the courthouse in New York, CBS's Jerika Duncan says one of Combs' most high-profile accusers has made her view clear.
In a statement from Cassie Ventura, the star witness in that eight-week trial, she said, quote, "I am so scared that if he walks free, his first actions will be swift retribution towards me and others who spoke up about his abuse at trial." So naturally, you're hearing from both sides. The judge will ultimately have the final say, and we hope to hear his decision in the coming hours.
There's word at this hour that Hamas has accepted some elements of President Trump's peace deal for Gaza. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says the group's announcement comes after Trump issued a Sunday night deadline for Hamas to accept the deal.
Seems that this is just designed to sort of remind people that Hamas is on the clock, and that in the president's view, Israel would have the right to go in and take further military action absent a response from the group.
Two Senate test votes to end the government shutdown failed today. From Capitol Hill, CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns says that means large parts of the government will be closed until at least Monday.
The House and the Senate are going to be out this weekend, most likely, and we won't have any sort of meeting until next week. They had this vote today. You basically saw a repeat of what we've seen all throughout the week. Senate taking the votes and the same amount of people voting for it and against it.
CBS's Jim Krasula says the shutdown could hurt those who are dependent on government funding.
Concerns are growing for many nonprofit groups that help people nationwide as the federal government shutdown drags on.
The challenge with a government shutdown is just that so many of our nonprofits provide essential services to our communities, and so when their funding is shut down or limited, it limits what they can do.
Beth Casey is a member of the board of directors of the West Virginia Nonprofit Association.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has fired the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Jeannie Marazzo. Last month, in an interview with CBS News, Marazzo criticized Kennedy.
He's dangerous because he ignores the evidence, and he appears to be driven by a desire to satisfy a need to tear things down.
Marazzo said she was silenced when she and her colleagues pushed back against NIH officials appointed by President Trump. The Dow has closed at a record high. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A pair of summer drownings in Lake Michigan has led to new action in Racine County. A group called Safe Water in Mind, or SWIM, has been put together to improve water safety education. The effort is aiming to bring lessons into schools, host public events, and put life-saving gear where it's needed. Their first meeting is set for October 28th at the public library. You can go deeper on that story today at RacineCountyEye.com. The H2O flow has ceased in one Racine County community. A water main break is causing problems for some in Wind Point today. Crews shut down the water near 4 Mile Road by wing spread. People living nearby may have little or no water pressure. Officials say repairs are underway, but no word yet on how long it'll take. A farm rescue in Kenosha County had first responders racing this morning. Crews pulled a man out of a grain bin using ropes, a harness, and a fire truck ladder. It happened just after 8 o'clock at a farm on 169th Avenue in Paris. Chopper 12 caught the moment as he was pulled out, lowered to the ground, and handed off to the medics. We're working on learning more about the extent of any injuries. A Racine representative says it's time to close two youth prisons in the state now that they're compliant with a federal court order. State Senator Van Wongard says they should turn them into medium security prisons. Governor Evers says progress is being made at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake, but says more work and new facilities are needed before setting a closing date. From home plate to home plate, it's about 90 miles between American Family Field and Wrigley. The Brewers and the Cubs will face off in a playoff series for the first time starting tomorrow at American Family Field. First pitch is at 1:08. Milwaukee holds home field advantage in the best of five series with a potential game five back in Milwaukee October 11th. You can hear the entire playoff run right here on WRJN. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Here come the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Chicago Cubs beat the Padres last night 3-1. It's the first time the Cubs have ever won the final game of a playoff series at Wrigley Field. Up next, they'll face off against the Brewers at American Family Field in Milwaukee. Game one, the best of five National League Divisional Series. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
It's Cubs Brewers. That's going to be, you know, as good as it gets. It's always a great atmosphere when the two teams play each other. We'll try to get as many Cubs fans in there as we can. They won't like that, but it's going to be a fun atmosphere. I know that.
Freddie Peralta on the mound for Milwaukee. The first pitch at 1:08 tomorrow afternoon. College football. The Badgers against number 20th ranked Michigan. Tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Big House in Ann Arbor. The Badgers still dealing with injuries on the offensive line.
It's another one of those things that's just been most difficult. It's not knowing in your preparation who are you or will you have as you get towards Saturday.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, warm with a low in the upper 60s. Sunny and breezy for Saturday, warm with a high in the mid 80s. More sunshine Sunday, windy, highs 80 to the low 80s. Rain chance Sunday night. Much cooler next week. It's 82 right now. WRJN.
Timeless hits on WRJN. Tell a friend. And when I used to work middays last year, I always had a feature during the noon hour called Uncle Dick's Picks, because my neighbor, he's like an encyclopedia of music. He is back at 4:15. Going to hear from Uncle Dick and the Zombies.
And timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. Ken Heat, we're going up the country celebrating the last weekend of summer because, you know, I came into work, it was 83 degrees. How in the world are we just going to pretend it's not 83 degrees on October 3rd? So we've been celebrating with the fun summer songs. But coming up right after this commercial break here that pays our bills, so please listen and take notes. I have my old Uncle Dick. He, or I shouldn't say old, O.L. Uncle Dick, who is going to fill us in on the band The Zombies and give you a little bit of story behind the band. He was a feature when I worked middays. I just absolutely adore him and look forward to putting him on the air and sharing him with you right after this on WRJN.
Something new is waking up Racine, the new cafe where elevated brunch and lunch classics meet a bold Mexican twist. Think fluffy, delicious pancakes, crave-worthy breakfast tacos, the daring triple threat, a menu designed to wow. Pair it with signature coffee, and you've got more than a meal. You've got an experience. Upscale, energetic, and full of heart, they're a gathering place where neighbors, friends, and visitors feel at home. The new cafe. Taste the city vibe right here at 600 Main Street, downtown Racine.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick, and it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick, soothing comfort for the whole family. And try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors when you need more comfort for yourself. Use as directed.
Powered by Friendship Fun and manager Murph's Pocket Pancakes, the Milwaukee Brewers have a new franchise regular season record of 97 wins. Congratulations.
Unreal.
Now it's on to the postseason.
The summer of Sal. Maybe the fall of Freeland.
Catch all the action on your station for the Brewers in October. 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
And don't forget our Text to Win contest coming up again today at 5 right here on WRJN. With me right now is my old Uncle Dick, the neighborhood encyclopedia of rock tunes, regular tunes, middle-of-the-road tunes, and just darn good tunes. Right, Uncle Dick?
All the tunes.
Dick Trucks, you were telling me about the Zombies.
Well, here we are in October already. Holy moly, where does the time go?
Exactly.
Well, October is that spooky time of the season. I thought, what a great opportunity to highlight the Zombies.
Ooh.
In preparation for this, I asked family and friends, what would you like to know about the Zombies? Well, question one, how did they come up with the name? Well, in 1963, Rod Argent formed a band in high school. They rehearsed and performed as the Mustangs, but quickly realized every town in England has a band called the Mustangs. So original member Paul Arnold suggests the zombies, and I quote. We didn't know exactly what a zombie was, but it sounded cool. Yes, it does. Question two, what songs did they sing? Well, in 1964, on their first album, The Zombies, they reached number two and receive a gold record for She's Not There and go to number six with Tell Her No. On their second album, in 1967, Odyssey and Oracle, they score another gold record with Time of the Season. It goes to number three. Between 1964 and 1969, they released 18 singles, but these three were the only top 40 hits they had. How did they get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Well, from my research, I think it was a combination of their early influence in music during the British invasion and the fact that they never let up. From 1964 to 2023, nearly 60 years, they dropped 10 albums of new material, 7 live albums, and get this, 20 compilation and greatest hits albums. Holy moly, now that's persistence. They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2019. At that time, the four surviving members were 74 or 75 years old. Last question. Do they still tour? Yes. A version of newer members and original members are currently on tour as we speak. That is awesome. Okay, Cindy, let's play that somewhat spooky hit, Time of the Season. I love this song. That's Big Stick for October 3rd, 2025.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands
to show you.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
He rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show?
We'll be right back.
local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. Special thanks to my neighbor, old Uncle Dick Trucks. Love ya. And, of course, Dick's Picks with Zombies. Time of the season right here on WRJN. And, of course, being the last weekend of summer. Like, literally, it's still 80 degrees here October 3rd. And we're celebrating with summer tunes like this one from Sills and Crofts. Ooh, the summer breeze feels good.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window, lets me know everything's all right. Summer breeze makes me feel kind, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
And Douglas is right here at WRJN. Beach Boys, God Only Knows. They play that song at the end of the movie Love Actually, and I always tear up. What a perfect use of that song from the Beach Boys. I'm Cindy Huber filling in for Kurt, what's his name, who's truly regretting his decision of saying, hey, I wonder if Cindy would fill in for me while I'm gone. Yeah, sorry about that, Kurt. Love you, though, brother. And one other thing, Don Rosen has podcasts now. He really does. I love him. You're up there with technology, Don. That's way more than me. I'm still driving around with a cassette player in my car. But if you'd like to hear the interviews that he does, you can always, they're on podcast form now, on demand. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Don Rosen Morning Show to listen. And it's sponsored every morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting our community one step at a time.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. With Chopper 12 hovering above, Kenosha County rescue teams pulled someone out of a grain bin this morning. Strapped into a harness and ropes running through a fire truck ladder, the man was seen pulled out alive and hoisted to the ground below to waiting rescue personnel. The first call came in this morning at a little after 8 at a farm in Paris on 169th Avenue. Flight for Life was called in. We're working on learning more about the extent of any injuries. The H2O flow has ceased in one Racine County community. A water main break is causing problems for some in Wind Point today. Crews shut down the water near 4 Mile Road by wing spread. People living nearby may have little or no water pressure. Officials say repairs are underway, but no word yet on how long it'll take. Federal workers all over Wisconsin are not working, caught in the government shutdown. Savannah told me Olson has more.
There are about 18,000 federal staffers scattered across the state, and many of them may be furloughed. That includes staff of the Social Security Administration who help people figure out and process benefits, and about 200 workers at the U.S. Forest Service Products Laboratory that's off University here in Madison. And even once lawmakers come to an agreement and federal work resumes, staff's jobs are not guaranteed. President Donald Trump said he was considering laying off, quote, a lot, end quote, of federal workers during the shutdown.
And watch out for ghouls, goblins, and people dressed up like the Addams Family tonight in Racine. The downtown area is getting into the holiday spirit with a First Friday event focused on the spooky season. From 4 to 9, First Friday will feature free pumpkins, kids' face paintings, and live pumpkin carving. Dozens of shops, restaurants, and bars are offering deals with live music at popular spots across downtown. Families are encouraged to dress in costume and enjoy the fall fun. A statement says parking is available in the city ramps. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models.
Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's
262-989-1001. WRJN.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, warm with a low in the upper 60s. Sunny and breezy for Saturday, warm with a high in the mid-80s. More sunshine Sunday, windy, highs 80 to the low 80s. Rain chance Sunday night. Much cooler next week. Right now it's 80.
JN celebrating the last weekend of summer in October. Here comes the next summer tune.
Remember, I love you. I know you love me too. I wish you didn't have to go now. Write to me.
Oh, my God.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJ. And by the way, that was one of the songs climbing up the charts this week in 1964. It kind of qualified as a summer song, so here we go, right? 80 degrees right now as we celebrate the last weekend of summer on October 3rd with Elvis Presley.
Lord Almighty, I feel my temperature rising.
So happy when we were in love, high on a mountain of love. Night after night I've been standing here alone, weeping my heart out till cold gray dawn. Praying that you're lonely and you come here too, hoping just by chance that I get a glimpse of you. Trying hard to find you somewhere, love, high on a mountain of love. A mountain of love. Shame. We used to be a mountain of love, but you just changed your name. Way down below there's a half a million people, somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers, wedding bells are ringing and there should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely, our dreams gone above, high on a mountain above. Shame.
but you just changed your name. Way down below, there's a half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big cross steeple. Inside a church, there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing, that should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely, our dreams long above. High on a mountain above. High on a mountain above.
Local news at Timeless is WRJ and Johnny Rivers with Mountain of Love. I'm Cindy Huber filling in for the awesome Kurt Vollman. And one of the things that I did the other day just reminded me, being back here, how much money I spent on the big deals of the day. Totally worth it, though, because you get such a great deal. And somehow or other, I had to switch phones. My other one was 7 years old, and they told me it was going to crash. So, and I'd lose like 2,000 photos. So, you know, I have forced into a new phone. And somehow my big deals didn't make it over there, so I had to start over, but totally worth it because 2 days ago, great big deal of the day, and now this new one is really great with Studio OXO.
Today's big deal of the day. Don't let the cold slow you down. Keep moving at Studio OXO, Racine's premier dance studio for adults and teens. Studio OXO offers a fun, welcoming space to stay active, energized, and confident all year long. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the big deals banner and purchase $75 gift certificates for just $30. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Are you ready to upgrade your home or maybe even start fresh with a brand new build? Royal Construction LLC will turn your ideas into reality. From new home construction to eye-catching kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. They specialize in concrete and stamp designs that add both beauty and strength to your space. Fully licensed, insured, and trusted for quality that stands the test of time. No matter the size of the project, Royal Construction delivers. Find them on Facebook at Royal Construction LLC and build your dreams together.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years serving Racine one meal at a time.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school. The stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons. And now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
Those parade wagons, circus parades would have to get people excited to come see the circus. And so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Felt Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
And today at 5, you're going to hear the next Go for the Gold, Green Gold Text to Win word. Help you win prizes like $200 worth of cash and jewelry. Coming up at 5 today, WRJN.
I can't get no satisfaction. Cause I tried. I can't get no, I can't get
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. So lonely, we fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One touching one.
Hits right here at WRJN. Just in front of the 5 o'clock class reunion, the year will be 1964, and guaranteed it's not going to be this song, but I love this song so much. Here's the Monkees.
Here comes tomorrow, that's when I have to choose how I wish I could borrow someone else's shoes. Yeah.
Lopez and Timeless Hits right here at WRJN. And let's do it. Our goal for the green and gold text to win this multi-state contest. Your daily chance.